Well, South African government bonds traded softer today following the rand, which has weakened along with the other emerging market currencies over the past few days. The R186 bid at, as you can see there, 8.3% from 8.18%, and the R207 at 7.19% from 7.08%. The US 10-year Treasury, in the meantime, last seen at 2.968%, and that from about similar levels at its last session. We're joined in studio by James Terp from APSA Asset Management now for more on what's been playing out in the fixed income scene. Thanks so much, James, for joining us today. So while that weakness came through initially, we had the unit sitting at about 1265, the rand managing to garner some strength, moving to 1259, and by the close, back up at around 1270. What are you making of current valuations? Because this movement we've seen just on an intraday basis, pretty volatile.
Good evening, Alicia. Thanks very much for having me. It's exactly as you say. It's been quite a volatile day with the currency and bonds moving all over the screen. And it's pretty much a highlight of two things. Firstly, we've come out of a couple of public holidays potentially, but also it's markets doing a wait and see with regards to two key events. First of which is tonight's U.S. FOMC, where they will decide whether they hike or hold on interest rates. And then later in the week, we'll see some jobs numbers in the form of non-farm payrolls. So our market pretty much being dictated to by how the dollar's performing globally.
Absolutely. With that in mind, with the dollar strength at the forefront, along with U.S. Treasuries rising in expectation that the Fed is going to be striking a more hawkish tone at its monetary, with its monetary policy statement later this evening, what are you expecting, James? How much more hawkish a tone do you expect to be struck?
I'm not particularly expecting too much more of a hawkish delivery this evening. You might find when they release the minutes, there could be a subtle change. But where we stand at the moment, the markets are pricing in around about a 30% chance of a hike this evening. So it's not without risk that they could even hike, but that it's not typical of the Fed to move against consensus like that. But it remains to be seen whether they go more hawkish in their tone. I don't think so. I think the market has, at least the U.S. Treasury, moved closer to 3%. I think the market's doing that work for them. So I think they just need to steer and guide as they have been, and I think they're doing a good job so far.
Yeah. What's your reading of the economic situation stateside, though? Because we've got the U.S. seeing inflation and growth indicators generally, James, surprising to the upside, and that in contrast to, you know, elsewhere in the globe where we've seen economic data start to surprise or disappoint to the downside.
Yeah, there's been sort of mixed data points, but as you say, the U.S. has been quite surprisingly strong. The risk, of course, as with everything, is that if you increase your hawkish stance or if you hike rates too aggressively, then you could be faced with recession conditions down the line. So they've really got to get the balance right, and that's they're on quite a tight balancing act as they are right now.
James, as you alluded right at the top, you've got, you know, this dictating a lot of the tone and sentiment right now, the kind of activity we're seeing play out on the local front. Take us through the kind of activity that played out at the bond auction.
So it's been it was a neutral to slightly soft auction. We've become a little bit spoiled over the last month or so with some strong appetite for bonds in the auctions. But this one coming out sort of mild, clearing about a point above where the market was trading at the time. And since then, the market's weakened, as you say. So yield levels higher than where the auction went off. So it's indicative perhaps of the market having made peace with these current levels where we are at the moment, and now it's wait and see for those risk events.
Yeah.
We've also
How much, sorry to interrupt you, but how much attention paid to local economic data filtering through? Our PMI numbers out for April coming in better than expected. We're above that key 50-point mark at this stage of the game. But having said that, this has proven to be a very, very volatile metric.
Yeah, well, it's returned to where it was in January. So it took that dip down to 46 from, and now it's returned to just above 50, where it was the month before. So very volatile, but at least the figures are in line with expectations of resumed growth. Within the PMI numbers, new orders had picked up, mm-hmm. which was encouraging, but, there was some attention drawn to business condition expectations in 6 months' time having dipped away for the first time in a while, so showing that expectations starting to subside, which could be a little bit of this sort of optimism narrowing down a bit.
Yeah, well, James, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. James Turp is with APSA Asset Management.